You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today, 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. 1-800-587-1272.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are warning that the threat of terrorism is exploding online.
We have this phenomenon in the United States where they can be activated by the internet.
On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Michael McCaul, the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, says terrorism has gone viral and that people should expect to see more terror attacks in the future. It's a fear that's shared by Senator Ron Johnson, who chairs the Senate's Homeland Security Committee. He believes that ISIS is winning the propaganda war.
This is all part of ISIS's strategy of conveying a winner's message. It's trying to inspire more types of acts of violence, as we saw in Texas last Sunday.
That's Johnson speaking on CNN's State of the Union.
I'm Joe Gomez.
What's left of Tropical Storm Anna is slogging across North Carolina. The Tropical Depression is packing heavy rains, which are setting off flood watches and coastal flood advisories. The Baltimore Orioles return home tonight for the first time since a curfew in the city was lifted. The team hasn't played a home game since April 29th, and that was in front of an empty stadium due to the civil unrest going on. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
American Idol is getting the boot. Fox has announced the long-running singing competition show will get a 15th and final season next year. The hit show that launched the careers of hitmakers like Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Clay Aiken, Jordan Sparks, and Jennifer Hudson will come to an end after one more star-studded season that promises to serve as a tribute to the previous years. Idol has been met with a ratings decline in recent years after the popularity of NBC's The Voice. Prince has a new song, and it's called Baltimore. The music legend debuted the new track over the weekend. The song addresses the unrest in Baltimore and across the nation as a result of the recent deaths of Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and others. Last night, Prince held the Rally for Peace, a sold-out show at Baltimore's Royal Farms Arena. There's a giant great white shark on the prowl off the coast of New Jersey.
Mary Lee, that's what scientists are calling her, showed up last week just south of Long Beach Island. Sunday, the 16-foot shark was spotted about a half mile from shore, north of Seaside Heights. She was first sighted and tagged in 2012 off Cape Cod. Since then, the 3,600-pound shark has traveled 20,000 miles. She's still hanging around the Jersey Shore, but now she's farther out. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. You can always find more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines on our website at usaheadlinenews.com. Follow us also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com is 76 outside. Just got a nice out, warming up out there nicely. Later on this afternoon, a slight chance of showers and or thunderstorms. Otherwise, cloudy, high in the mid-80s. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms earlier in the evening. And then after 3 in the morning, patchy fog after 3 a.m. Tuesday, slight chance of showers in the morning with some patchy fog, otherwise cloudy. Gradually sunning up, high near 85. Tuesday night, clear, low in the 50s. Sunny on Wednesday, high near 70. Clear Wednesday night, low in the 40s. Sunny on Thursday and Friday again, high in the 70s. Friday night, slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, low in the 50s, and then maybe a little rain on the weekend, at least from this point here. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here, coming on Mondays around this time to talk about whatever's happening, what we see happening in the food world, at least, food and beverages, getting together. Hope everybody had a nice weekend, Mother's Day, and whatever else was going on. Next food holiday coming up. I always like to look on the horizon here, Memorial Day. So next week we'll talk a little about Memorial Day, start of what we call barbecue season, cookout season, and of course with steak prices going up, at least on the wholesale end, I'm not sure when it reaches the retail, but we may explore some other options for your Memorial Day outdoor feast. I know I look forward to, hopefully, if it's good weather, just being outside and firing up the grill and see what happens. Eating the week anyway, this week here, pretty good. I don't know. Today is Eat What You Want Day. It's one day in this whole book I've been going through that does not hold you to any certain food. So it's Eat Whatever You Want Day. Tomorrow, Nutty Fudge Day. And, of course, we're up to letter N with our alphabet, utensils, cooking terms, and the one, I guess there's only a couple that start with N that I could find, Nutcracker. Some people also use them for lobsters. It was funny, I worked in a hotel, and so a new server one time was rifling through the saltines and things. You always have a big box of the wrapped crackers. And said, "What are you looking for?" And she says, "Well, I'm looking for the lobster crackers." I think she thought they were like oyster crackers, some special shape. And, of course, directed her to the utensil that people needed. It was not a cracker, but a tool, the nutcracker, used to crack the claws on a lobster. 13th, Apple Pie Day. Something else that we always like with apples is nutmeg. A nutmeg grater, of course, is the other end kitchen utensil. My wife still has somewhere a collection of them, anything from almost like a pepper mill to a rasp, the wood rasp, the microplane is what's taken over a lot of these needs nowadays. But she had one with a little storage area for the nutmegs. The nutmegs are whole. They actually look like a nut. And you grate them fresh, you get a much better, just like fresh ground pepper. and I think nutmeg's the same family, actually. The yeah, the aromas you get off the fresh grated versus buying something already grated. If you're not using a lot of it, if you're not measuring tons of it into a muffin or things like that, having fresh nutmeg around to garnish things is always nice. So maybe we'll look at apple, something with apples. Of course, that reminds me of a term, N-word, Normandy, a la Normandy, usually in culinary terms, implies something with the addition of apples and or calvados, the nice apple eau de vie that's made there. And, of course, cider is also. The 14th, buttermilk biscuit day. Always begs the question, do you drop or roll? Do you use butter or shortening? So biscuits, you're seeing more and more now. Nice quick bread. You don't have to wait for things to rise. And I see a lot of quick service operations are starting to use biscuits instead of rolls now. Just something a little heavier texture as far as thickness, and then, of course, a whole different flavor. Biscuits are great to put sandwiches on. 15th, chocolate chip day. There's some many ways to use chocolate chips, not just in cookies. They always melted the semi-sweet chocolate bits chips to make a chocolate mousse. You could pour a hot cream over them and make a ganache. Of course, folded into ice cream, muffins. There's many ways to use chocolate chips. Very convenient. Of course, nowadays people like the higher cacao percentage of chocolate. But if you just need a good all-around semi-sweet chocolate morsel, these things are pretty handy, pretty versatile. The 16th, Coquille Saint-Jacques. And to me that was always, well, there's two things. There's a dish, a French scallop dish named that. A lot of menus would say that, and that would imply scallops baked in either a cheese or a cream sauce, some mushrooms, and then put back in the shell or a ramekin and baked. We ran them last week. We put the Duchess potatoes around, the nice smooth potato puree. We add egg yolk and a brush with an egg wash so they get nice and brown. You pipe them around the dish and then put the scallop mixture inside. But we'll talk about scallops today. Another N-word, of course. Great way to serve scallops is in a nage or nage, whichever way you want to pronounce it, N-A-G-E. And we'll go through some procedures for that. And the 17th, cherry cobbler. And, of course, we've talked about cobblers before, and you could actually do your biscuit dough, drop biscuits on top, or roll if you want them more uniform or flatter. But cobbler is always nice. Some people use a pie crust, but I think the biscuits, it's like you have your shortcake already with the biscuit already on top and soaks up some of that juice. So, and also the 17th is International Sauvignon Blanc Day. I was trying to find some wine holidays. My owner, Stephen, asked me if there's a Chardonnay Day. I did find a Champagne Day, but apparently the 17th is International Sauvignon Blanc Day. Great dry white wine. And when we're serving our scallops, our Coquille Saint-Jacques, depending on the preparation, you may want to serve a Sauvignon Blanc. Or if you're, I would say, because of the citrus and herb overtones, that would be for a lighter dish. If you used a richer dish with the cream sauce, then that probably would call for a Chardonnay. We always try to match the body of the wine up with the body of the dish, not so much the... it doesn't necessarily have to be red with red and white with white, but you want the mouthfeel of the wine to go with what you're serving. So that's our week, eating the week, but we've got some terms with the letter N, and then some other exploration to do with the food this week. So stay tuned. We've got a break for a couple of messages. It's the quarter hour, and we'll be back at the table.
Break it on, lose that number.
Break it on, lose that number.
Break it on, lose that number.
Break it on, lose that number. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill, going through the alphabet here with up to letter N. So the Nage or Nage, whichever way you want to pronounce it, it's seafood done in a broth, cooking broth, a court bouillon, if you will, which is the flavored fish stock. Of course, many recipes will say, you know, some clam juice, whatever, but always nice to have some nice fish stock. And if you buy fish that's on the bone, and you save the bones. Actually, I'm sure the seafood person would even give you some bones if you want. They're not going to use them for anything. But you want something from a nice, not too oily a fish. Halibut is great. Sea bass, snapper, groupers, flounders, if the fishmonger still is filleting fresh flounders there. Anything along those lines would make you a nice broth. Very quick to make, not like beef or chicken stock that could take hours. Seafood, even from shrimp shells. If you think of it, shrimps are like the bones of the crustacean, the outer skeleton there, and lobster shells, shrimp shells, all make a nice broth. So if you're buying shrimp and you buy shrimp in the shell, save the shells and make a nice broth. Simple aromatic vegetables, onion or leek, celery, carrot, a little wine, your basic peppercorn, thyme, parsley, a little lemon zest if you like, or lemon squeeze in there, and then usually about half an hour, and you've got a nice broth. And the Nage could have cream or not, and we'll explore one today that's made with some cream, but certainly the fish served in a broth, it's normally a broth that's made with shellfish, or shellfish is cooked in it, so we're going to do a nice one with scallops today. Oh, and a noisette, if you see a noisette on the menu. It's a small round steak, and usually refers to lamb. And if you get an idea, if you see a lamb loin or lamb racks, of course, they're expensive. The lamb loin, the chops are usually, you know, it's lamb loin is very small eye, and there's a lot of bone. And what I used to do is bone out the whole loin, and so you have what's kind of a long strip of very tender meat. And usually the noisette, you would have a thin layer of fat around part of it. That's why it usually refers to lamb. Of course, maybe a veal tenderloin or a pork tenderloin, if you think of a small filet mignon. The small end of a filet would work too, a little beef medallion. You could also term a noisette. But nice thing about it, cook quickly, usually sautéed in butter and then garnished with some vegetables or sauce. But the lamb loin really makes it tender, nice. I mean, you're taking it off the bone. It doesn't have the strong flavor because it's not real fatty. And it's like the most tender steak you ever had. So if you ever get a chance to have a lamb loin boned out, and then, of course, the tenderloin's on the other side, so you have little pieces of that, and really makes for a nice dish, very elegant. And also noisette could refer to butter. If you see a noisette butter, it's a brown butter and done simply for garnishing fish, other lighter foods. And you take whole butter and slowly brown it. What happens is the milk solids kind of caramelize a little bit. Now, if you take butter all the way to the beurre noir, it's black butter. And often sprinkled over seafood after it's cooked. Gives it that nutty brown flavor. And if you see noisette potatoes, they're small rounds of potatoes. You could do this with a melon ball scooper. And again, elegant presentation. Scoop the little rounds of potatoes and saute them until they're done. They don't take that long. And of course, with your leftover potato from that in a commercial kitchen, we would then use those potatoes for mashed potatoes or something else. After you scoop the rounds. And then, of course, noodles. What do noodles mean? Noodles are usually some form of flour or rice and either water and or egg. And they're usually long pasta. I guess the old division macaroni used to refer to short pasta and noodles are long. So if we get a chance, we'll talk about a couple of varieties of noodles out there. I know I'd like to get into something at the restaurant, maybe a soba or udon. The soba noodles, of course, with the buckwheat. Problem is, most of them have some flour, but you want a gluten-free noodle, and you don't want the rice noodles. A good buckwheat noodle would be in order there. But also, there's mung bean. Those are your glass or your cellophane noodles. Then, of course, we have our classic egg noodles that we all like. We serve them at the restaurant with a Jaeger schnitzel, and always nice. Of course, they're good in the soup and casseroles, things like that. Soon they're gonna be in bloom up in Annandale. Another word you see, and we use it at the restaurant over at Jake's for our pan roast chicken. We buy a Murray's chicken, all natural. And what does that mean when you see that on a menu or on your food labels now? There's a lot of goings-on now about this, what constitutes naturals and what's a GMO that's a whole other argument. Maybe we'll explore that one week, but I've got to do a little more research on it. Not really sure. Genetics has always been based on plants and agriculture anyway, and now all of a sudden people seem to be afraid of it, but could be just the process that is being used. But Michael Pollan, who's written some food books, that's how I know this author, in the Times magazine last week, they have the, years ago they used to have the lexicographer, the William Sapphire, they always did a word column, very interesting every week. So now they've kind of revived that, and he talks about natural. What does natural mean? You know, and there's certain things he goes into that are... Because if it's something that humans interfere with, does that make it not right? And he mentions, you know, natural childbirth and natural death versus, you know, other things that we've done to avoid some of the complications there. And if something is altered in any way by human, does that mean it's not any more natural? And of course, we know natural law is very harsh and sometimes very brief. It's survival of the fittest, natural selection. You just let nature take its course. And, you know, it's so natural to me. Of course, we define it on our menu by saying, you know, the naturally raised. So that would mean no antibiotics, no growth hormones. Doesn't necessarily mean that the chickens are free range, that they're allowed to run around, but it means that there's no added things other than what the bird would normally eat. So we like the product. Very good flavor. Say, how do you tell the difference? It's a white meat chicken, but you know, they're not, some of the hormones, you know, some of the producers, you want skin that's more yellow, like Purdue. So they put and it's not a chemical. They put things in the diet that either goldenrod, you know, some kind of vitamin A type thing that would turn the skin a pale yellow. I don't know if it's vitamin A, but there's things that could go into the diet that would help turn the skin yellow. It looks better in the store case. The skins on these are very thin. We like the crisp skin that it gives us. So, and the other two is probably processing. If they're not water processed, you can get an air chilled chicken instead of chilling down in water, which of course is very efficient, but also the meat will absorb some of that water and it gets a little bit flabby. You don't get, again, that if you want a crisp skin, you don't really get that from the commercially raised or processed poultry. So I guess we, you know, jury's still out on it. Have to really define. And of course, in this age of information, we want to know, especially we should know what's what we're putting in our bodies, probably avoid some problems later on. But natural would be one of the things to look for, but we have to make sure it's defined. It's very, very, very hard to define, and there's still the rules. You know, if somebody puts on a label natural, does that imply that other products aren't natural? It's a tough call. Kind of have to do your homework. I always say get the food with the shortest ingredient list and you'll be fine. What else do we have? Natural, Navarin. If you see a Navarin, N-A-V-A-R-I-N, on a menu, that's brown. A lot of times refers to lamb, but a Navarin of lamb would be a, the lamb, the meat's been browned first, or the beef, whatever, instead of just simmered. I know with the Irish stew, I don't brown it, but a Navarin is refers to that browning ahead of time, for mainly for red meat stews. So I guess the other thing, oh, we said, a la Normandy usually would apply to something with apples or the cider, Calvados, things like that. The Normandy region in France, very rich cooking, good rich cheeses. We usually think of dairy and apples. So if I did a pork Normandy or veal Normandy, chicken Normandy, it would probably be with a sauce that contained some heavy cream, some stock, and sliced apples in it. If I was, of course, an apple turnover, one of their famous desserts. I know it's apple pie week this week, but quick individual way to do it, of course, is a turnover. The little apple tart that I like, and actually the French use the Golden Delicious seems to be a good apple for this. It's not usually a good cooking apple. It's very soft, but simplest dish is if you want puff pastry and apple, is to get your puff pastry, and normally it's a great convenience product now, and you cut your circle, maybe 7-inch circles, and you peel and slice thinly. I'd say I'd use Golden Delicious apples. So you have these circles, and you have your apples sliced, so they're like kind of little commas there, and thinly sliced, and you arrange them in a circle around the puff pastry, just overlapping slightly. So you pack a good amount of apples on there, and then you're just simply going to, you could brush them with a little melted butter. I would say use the super fine sugar, sprinkle some sugar over top, and if you like the fresh nutmeg, of course, and that you could do actually after they're baked. Some people like cinnamon. Could probably use a rasp to grate fresh cinnamon, too, if you like. It's a bark-like substance. So you bake these at your 375 to 400 degrees. Of course, the pastry will puff up a little bit around the sides. And you have your apples, of course, cooked very quickly. And they come out of the oven. You've got something very pure and clean tasting. Sprinkle with the nutmeg after, if you like, or cinnamon. And you have your own little apple tart, if you will, an open apple pie, or a turnover without being enclosed. We've got a break for news, and then we'll be back at the table.
This is USA Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A fire official in North Texas says there is some significant damage to homes and an unknown number of injuries after severe weather hit the small town of Van. AP correspondent Jamie Stengel reports some stranded residents are being rescued from high waters in a rural area near the North Texas town of Denton.
They have rescued multiple people, according to a county official there, and TV footage has shown helicopters coming in and getting people, pulling them from their front doors and up into helicopters with their homes surrounded by flowing floodwaters.
A spokesman with the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is confirming that a fourth person was arrested on Sunday afternoon on charges related to the shooting of two Hattiesburg police officers. Warren Strain says 28-year-old Cornelius Clark of Hattiesburg has been charged with obstruction of justice. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Is it possible to find a rock-solid investment up over 500% in the past 15 years and not have to pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen or put this number in your phone. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. With your phone call, you'll also receive a comprehensive gold investor's guide that will help you understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. 1-800-587-1272.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill. So we'll talk. All right, so we'll make our Nas scallops. Of course, pretty pricey still. Many ways to buy the scallops, and there's bay scallops and the true, we used to call Cape scallops, the ones that come from up north there. Very expensive when they show up, but always worth it. And then the sea scallops. So the bays, a lot of them, you know, sourced in China, or at least processed there, Mexico. The calicos are always out of Florida. Very small. But they're, you know, usually less expensive. They cook up very, very quickly. Very good for a ceviche, something, you know, to serve not cooked, just marinated. The sea scallops, and of course, they're the seas, you'll see, based on a count per pound. So if it says 20, 30 sea scallops, that means there's 20 to 30 scallops in a pound. So they're going to be, you know, half to three-quarter of an ounce each. And we use the 10-20s at the restaurant. It's a good size for us. That's about an ounce each. You'll see that scallops could be wet or processed and then dry. And the processed ones will always be less. And they're soaked in the sodium tripolyphosphate. What it does is whiten the scallops, gives it a little bit of shelf life, and also it absorbs some liquid. Now, normally, seafood that's frozen is at least sprayed with this substance to kind of protect it. But the dry scallops, of course, don't have that. So the dry scallops might be more of a, it won't be that really bright white color. There may be a little bit off. Sometimes you'll see even one that's pale orange. It depends on what the scallop ate. And there's further classification of dry. You've got the day boat ones, which we usually try to get from down at Barnegat. There, a lot of scallops are landed down there. A day boat means that the boat was only out for one day, went out in the morning, or went out at night, came back during the day, whatever, 24 hours. So the fishermen, you know, and scallopers, they of course have the refrigerated storage. They hold things. Some do it in a brine, even the whole fish. But that means a short trip. That means they were all harvested that day. Get the longest shelf life, best flavor. Other scallopers may go out for a couple of days. And again, scallops are always, normally they're processed at sea, so all that comes back is the white muscle. They're univalves. They have one muscle that holds the shell closed. And the only part, that's the only part we eat in America. And Europe, they will leave the coral attached, or the roe, the little, it looks like a little orange tongue-shaped attachment there. It really gives the scallops a great flavor. I used to get those years ago. I had to get them from France, but the scallops with roe attached, a whole different flavor. If you can find them, or if you're catching your own or buy whole scallops, of course, leave this part on, because it's worth it. You'll see the term diver scallops, and it's just like, I guess, like prawns have grown to mean a very large shrimp, although the prawn in the United Kingdom, that's what shrimp are called. The diver scallop implies a large scallop. A diver scallop, even closer than a day boat scallop, that's somebody that went down, pulled the scallop up, and brought it in right there. And those are, there might be more diver scallops on menus than there are actually diver scallops harvested, but, you know, I'm just saying. It's, again, sometimes like, you know, ahi tuna. You know, what's that? Does that mean it's almost now that's going to be seared and served very rare? It's almost, you know, a preparation. Ahi is the Hawaiian name for tuna. And I'm sure most of the menus that say ahi are not using Hawaiian harvested tuna. So you see where words kind of get confusing. So we have our scallops, and let's say, you know, for average use, probably the 10-20s, if you want to treat this. There's a 20-30 count. You used to be able to get 30-40s, but I don't think they even harvest those anymore. And, of course, the bays are very small. They could be, you know, 80 to 100 to the pound even. So what are we going to do with these scallops? First thing to remember with scallops is do not overcook. So with the nage, we're going to make, a la nage would be something kind of swimming. So we'll do something with scallops and lemon thyme, let's say. So we do, We have some chives, a little bunch of chives that are snipped. We'll dice just the flesh of one lemon. So that means take the sections out, none of the membranes from between, and cut them carefully so you preserve the juice. You're also going to need the juice of a lemon. Maybe, you know, a couple of pounds of clean scallops. And sometimes there is part of the muscle left on there, a little attachment there on the side of the scallop. You want to take that off. We'll need about 14 ounces of carrots diced, peeled and diced, a medium leek, chopped, the white part, most of it. Make sure you wash the leek first. And then about 11 ounces of celery root, or two celery sticks. Celery root's great because once you take that peel off, it's same flavor as the branch celery, but you don't have the, I call it no strings attached. If you're using celery sticks, what we used to do, with especially the outer ones, is we would peel them with a vegetable peeler so you don't get those tough strings. So that's another option. We need about 1 3/4 cup of fish stock, some white wine. So you bring it to a simmer and add the vegetables, couple of sprigs of thyme or lemon thyme, and then the juice of a lemon. So you've got your fish stock that you're turning kind of in a court bouillon. And the white wine, again, Sauvignon Blanc if you want, celebrate that day. So you bring this to a simmer. You're going to add your scallops and about half a cup of cream. And you're going to only simmer about 2 minutes. And that's when you want to stop. You don't want to cook the scallops any more than that. If they're a little bit undercooked, it's fine. They're totally safe. You don't see really parasites inside of scallop meat. So you take the thyme sprigs out and then add the diced lemon and snipped chives and maybe some chopped parsley. And you'll serve this in a bowl with the broth. So you've got a little bit of liquid, of course, will come off the scallops. You've got your court bouillon and then a little bit of cream. So very nice, light, delicate dish to do with scallops. Now another, of course, word in the, we're up at N now, Nantes, N-A-N-T-A-I-S-E, a la Nantes, refers to a white wine sauce with butter. This is probably where the Coquille Saint-Jacques kind of recipe came from, because you can add some chopped mushrooms, shrimp, and you'd bind with a velouté, which is simply the broth thickened with roux, and then sometimes we will mix hollandaise into that other mother sauce there, the egg yolk and clarified butter and lemon. And actually, for a glissage, what we would do, we have the velouté and the hollandaise, and then take some cream and whip it. Don't sweeten it, just some whipped cream, and you'll fold equal parts of each, velouté, hollandaise, and then whipped cream. You get a real nice fluffy sauce that you would put on things before you bake them. Of course, the egg yolks and the hollandaise help it brown. You've got the velouté for a little bit of structure, whipped cream for lightness, and then you bake in the scallop shells or the ramekin. But usually you'll poach the scallops first, just lightly, and then slice them if they're large. And then you could combine those with some poached oysters and mussels, and even maybe some small shrimp. You have chopped cooked mushrooms. You combine all these together. A white wine sauce, which would be your velouté, which would be your broth thickened a little bit, some white wine, and thickened with roux, and then some whole butter whisked in. And you combine this with the poached shellfish, and then again with your little bit of chopped mushrooms. What I would do is line the ramekin with the cooked chopped mushroom mixture, even a duxelle, the finely chopped ones, and then lay the seafood on top, and then of course your sauce or your velouté and hollandaise would go on top, and then just bake them to brown them. Roasted meat Nantes is garnished with glazed turnips, peas, and cream potatoes, which sounds like a pretty good combination to me. And then, of course, we have Nantua, which implies crayfish tails, which actually we're up against the quarter hour. We've got to stop for a message here, so we'll go into the Nantua garnish. All these are good garnishes for scallops, by the way. So your Coquille Saint-Jacques can be done in many ways. Deserves the deserves the respect for such a great seafood. We've got to stop for a couple of messages at the table, and we'll be back.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, back to the table here. Nantua garnish. As we said before, it implies use of crayfish tails. Crayfish, popular in French cooking. You see it all over classical cooking, of course. If you're inland, this is what you're going to get. You're not going to have necessarily lobsters. So usually refers to maybe a ragu of crayfish tails. And, of course, we know from these little, what do they call them, mud bugs down south here, I guess from our Cajun or Creole cooking, Use the tails. There is some fat in there. It's nice to, if you can get them live, of course, is the best. Onto a sauce would be with crayfish broth. I'm cooking the crayfish, a little cream and butter. And then, actually, the butter, sometimes, again, in the kitchen, would make a crayfish butter. You could do the same thing with shrimp or lobster. But after you've cooked the crayfish or shellfish, you chop up the shells. You could do it in a food processor if you like. Chop them very fine, any trimmings. And then you take about a half a pound of that and add it to some softened butter. You'll melt the butter slowly. This will extract some of this flavor out of the pounded shells or chopped shells. So you melt the butter slowly. You don't want it to burn. Just kind of let it melt and absorb the flavor, and then strain it through a cheesecloth. Of course, you don't want the little bits of shell in there. And you strain it into a bowl that's set over ice water so it chills right away. You want to get this chilled as quickly as possible. And then you can save this butter to flavor seafood dishes. And if you did an onto a sauce with the crayfish broth, of course, you would want to reinforce it with the butter. Now, sometimes, I know with lobster butter, we used to take some of the tamale, the liver there, and put it into the lobster butter, and that would help reinforce some flavor, and maybe even some of the roe, the eggs. And again, pound that in the butter, strain it, and then chill that and use that to enrich sauces. Another way for scallops, obviously, because they are, you know, pretty safe, especially the good day boat ones. Sliced raw. I saw a presentation years ago, of course, you know, pretty expensive, the scallops and truffles. So you have your round truffle sliced very thinly, and then you slice the scallop, nice big scallop, probably just serve one, sliced crosswise, and you make a little sandwich out of it. You've got layers of raw scallop and truffle, and then probably a little olive oil or even truffle oil. I would say truffle oil if you don't want to get truffles, or of course very expensive, but even thinly sliced raw scallop with a little bit of truffle oil and black pepper over top would be pretty nice. What do they call them? Crudos, a little raw appetizer. The Italians refer to them as crudos. You could scallops are great for a ceviche, where you actually marinate the scallops in lime juice and a little onion and hot pepper, and the lime juice, the strong acid sets the protein. They'll start to turn a little bit opaque and look like they're cooked after about half an hour or so. So another way to do it. Another nice raw presentation, you'd have nice fresh sea bass and salmon and scallops, thin slices. You've got a little bit of the different textures and colors there. Salt and pepper and some fresh dill, and you make ginger oil. We've used this before in a tuna tartare. So you mince up ginger and then add it to some neutral oil. I would use canola. And let it sit, you know, for a day or so. I mean, you refrigerate it, but you want the oil to absorb that nice ginger flavor. So you drizzle some of the ginger oil and maybe a little bit of lemon over this sliced fish that's been really just kind of marinating with the fresh dill and salt and pepper. Olive oil, a nice fruity olive oil is great, and some black pepper on thinly sliced scallops. I've done before. Of course, searing them, we like to cook them that way because it keeps them almost a little bit medium inside. You've got a nice the brown texture on the outside. We use some Wonder flour that's seasoned, but you can actually do them without, get the pan hot enough, just a little salt and pepper. But another cool thing we've done is, if you like that combination of scallops and mushrooms, is porcini dusted. So the porcinis, what you have is the dried porcinis, which you can find anywhere, and take those into a spice grinder or a coffee mill and grind it up so it's powder. And sprinkle some of that on the scallops with your salt and pepper. And you get that intense mushroom flavor. And, of course, you don't want to burn it too much, but it's going to give you that little nice color contrast and flavor on the outside of sautéed scallops with the porcini dusted. So another way to do it, and if you want to have that scallops, and you could probably something like that, you would do the porcini dusted, you know, large scallops, and sear them and then actually let them cool off. You could serve those almost at room temperature or chilled, and they'd be very nice. Scallops also make a great mousse. If you want that scallop flavor in there and don't want to buy too many, simply you'll chop them, put them in the food processor with some egg white and cream seasoning, at least salt and pepper, a little shallot if you like, and you process them until it's all nice and smooth, gets a little bit of volume there from the egg white and the cream. And then this, I've served, what did I use? The red, I used to call them red meat trout. You probably could use native trouts, small coho salmons would be nice for this. And you put the scallop mousse inside the fish and cook it. And then you can serve it. What I used to do is slice it and stand it up on end. So you've got the nice pink or orange salmon or the fish, and then you got the white scallop mousse inside. It's also a good base if you're making a seafood pate, if you will, or a terrine, or even a seafood salad, sausage rather. So many ways to use scallops. So enjoy your week, eating the week. Have some apple pie, have some cherry cobbler, have some Coquille Saint-Jacques, and get ready. Well, next week we'll talk about things to do on Memorial Day. Could be indoors, outdoors. Hopefully the weather's nice, but maybe we'll figure out how to move the outdoor party indoors. Let's see. Well, at any rate, Chef Bill, I've got to sign off and visit with you next week. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A fire official in North Texas says there is some significant damage to homes and an unknown number of injuries after severe weather hit the small town of Van. AP correspondent Jamie Stengel reports some stranded residents are being rescued from high waters in a rural area near the North Texas town of Denton.
They have rescued multiple people, according to a county official there, and TV footage has shown helicopters coming in and getting people, pulling them from their front doors in up into helicopters with their homes surrounded by flowing floodwaters.
A spokesman with the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is confirming that a fourth person was arrested on Sunday afternoon on charges related to the shooting of two Hattiesburg police officers. Warren Strain says 28-year-old Cornelius Clark of Hattiesburg has been charged with obstruction of justice. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items,